Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Erica Azafetti. So it's fall for all intents and purposes, and I was sent this fabulous dark academic novel, and it being back to school season, it got me wanting to talk about some other books within the subgenre. So I've got a couple for you today. But before I get into the episode for real, let me tell y'all about The Deep Dive. It's our new Substack where our editorial team writes for the casual and power reader alike. You can find weekly stories that inform and inspire readers drawn from our collective experience as power readers, teachers, librarians, booksellers, and bookish professionals. Recent stories for free subscribers have included A Brief History of Chain Letters and The Anatomy of an Obama Summer Reading List. Paid subscribers get access to exclusive content, including a mega list of books our readers think you should add to your TBR and other fun things. During the month of September, all new free subscribers will be entered to win Parable of the Sour by Octavia Butler, plus 5 mystery books from The Deep Dive. To enter, simply start a free subscription to The Deep Dive. No payment method required. To enter, go to bookriot.substack.com. That's bookriot.substack.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Gallery Books. So Anna Green thought she was marrying Liam West for access to subsidized family housing while at UCLA, which is an interesting reason to marry someone, but you know, in this economy. So anyway, she signed divorce papers when the graduation caps were tossed and she thought she was done. She wasn't. 3 years later, Anna is a starving artist living paycheck to paycheck while West is a Stanford professor. Now, he is part of a conglomerate. His family owns this mega grocery store chain. He's not interested in working for them, but he is interested in those greenbacks, honey, that come in the form of a $100 million inheritance. To get it, he has to be married for 5 years. That's where our girl Anna comes back into play. So the two will fake a marriage, but as he gets to know her and gets to appreciate the feisty, foul-mouthed, paint-splattered girl that she is, he'll begin to wonder if the money is worth the love of his life. Pick up The Paradise Problem by Christina Lauren to find out if it is. And thanks again to Gallery Books for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds. College student Blake and her girlfriend have one goal: join the exclusive sorority that promises connections to a network of trailblazing women of color. Now, Ella's acceptance is a sure thing. She's a daughter of a Serena Society alum. After all, Blake, on the other hand, lacks Ella's pedigree and her confidence. Luckily, though really unluckily, she finds courage at the bottom of a liquor bottle. When she drinks, she's bold and funny, and as pledging intensifies, so does Blake's drinking. Ella assures her that she's fine, partying hard is what it takes, but with her future on the line, Blake must decide how far she's willing to go to achieve glittering dreams of success. Now, just so you know, Jazz Hammonds is the 2023 winner of the Critics Scott King John Steptoe Award for New Talent for We Deserve Monuments, and We Deserve Monuments was an Amazon Best Books of the Year and Barnes & Noble Best Books of the Year for 2023. So suffice to say, y'all should check this new one out. Thanks again to Thirsty by Jazz Hammonds for sponsoring this episode. Now, to get into the dark academia of it all, I am, like I said, I'm really feeling fall. I've already started thinking about pumpkin spice lattes and other various pumpkin flavored things. If you think that's basic, it's okay. I wear that badge with pride. All right. No shame in my game. Okay. So my first novel, the one that I was sent that got me thinking about dark academia in the first place, is Everyone's Thinking It by Alima Omotoni. So this starts off from the point of view of Iyanu, a young British Nigerian girl who goes to a predominantly white boarding school in the UK. We learn about how she prefers getting to know people from behind her camera lens. Basically, she's a bit of a wallflower and also an aspiring photographer. So that's the first chapter. The next chapter is from the point of view of her cousin Kitan, who is basically the opposite. She's super popular, pretty, and is friends with the queen bee of the school. But we find out that Kitan's school status comes at a price and she has to make some personal sacrifices. So the two girls, as I said before, are so different that they don't even really speak to each other during family dinners. Awkward. So, well, now, the juiciness comes once someone steals Iyanu's pictures she took during the winter fair and plasters them all over the school. But that's not the bad part. Well, not the only bad part. Her pictures were stolen. That's an invasion of privacy, obviously. But to make matters worse, each picture is accompanied by nasty gossip and comments, and people, knowing that Iyanu took the pictures, think she's the messy one. So Iyanu teams up with her friend and hopeful future boot thang Quincy to try to find out who actually did it. And one of the suspects is Miss Queen Bee herself, Kitan's friend Heather, who we find out engages in blackfishing. All right, talk about those personal sacrifices Kitan has to make to fit in with the in crowd, you know, the dignity or lack thereof of it all, okay? So the author actually includes a note at the beginning that warns of the racism, mental health issues, and other things, other serious topics that the book explores. So again, that's Everyone's Thinking It by Alima Omotoni. Next up, I have The Changing Man by Tony Oyemakinde. So this is another new one that also follows a British Nigerian girl going to a prestigious boarding school in the UK that seems to have some dark secrets. And it just makes me think, like, something is going on at these British schools. I don't know. Curious. Okay? I don't know what's going on there, over there. Across the pond. But these authors are giving us the tea, okay? So in this one, Ife starts at this new expensive but highly rated school that her parents can't afford called Nethercott School. She's there on scholarship and determined to keep her head down and not get too wrapped up in the other students' lives. It's giving, if you ever watch reality shows where there's like a competition and someone's like, I didn't come here to make friends. It's giving that, very much so. So interestingly, before she started at the school, a kid named Leon went missing and no one knows what happened to him to this day. Though there is this urban legend that the school has that people think Leon got wrapped up in. It's called the Changing Man. And it's this figure with glowing eyes that targets lonely people. Which is just like adding salt to the wound. It's like you're already lonely. Now you're getting targeted. That's just a mess. But like I said, Ife is not trying to get wrapped up in all this foolishness. So she doesn't quite bite on the story. She's just like, let me do my work and mind my business. Which I fully understand. So it's not until another Black student on the scholarship program, Malika, who she befriended, goes missing. Then Malika returns, but when she does, she's acting really oddly. So Ife starts to think that there maybe is something to the urban legend. She also takes an interest because, if we're keeping it a buck, she is kind of like an outsider at the school, as one of the few students who has to depend on the scholarship to even go to the school. And she gets reminded of that on a regular basis. So that's isolating, as you can imagine. So that means that she might possibly be next on the list of lonely students being targeted. So Ife, her classmate Bijal, and Benny, Leon's little brother, team up to find out if the Changing Man exists and to get to the bottom of all the strange stuff that's going on at their school. This may get a little mind-bendy and is noticeably bloodier than the other book I mentioned. So heads up. Very, very different feel. Still mysterious, dark academia, etc., etc. But this one may or may not have a final girl situation. You have been warned. So in addition to these two books, there's also the graphic novel Over My Dead Body by Sweeney Boo. I just mentioned this in the episode before this one, so I won't go into detail so as to not be redundant, but I wanted to include it here since it fits the theme so well, and it actually takes place in the fall. So I'm like, how could I not mention that? But yeah, definitely check out The Changing Man by Tony Oyemakinde and Over My Dead Body by Sweeney Boo. Thanks so much for tuning in today, as well as our sponsor for making the day's show possible. You can follow me on Twitter at @Erica_EZE_. Big shout out to Jen Zink, our audio editor, for making me sound great. We will see you next week on the main podcast, where I will be joined by Tirza Price. Until next week, happy reading.